Until I met Jan Jolly, I never knew the difference between a cemetery and a graveyard. I thought the two words were synonymous, but they are not. A graveyard is a garden of repose attached to a church, a temple, or another place of worship. The word cemetery, on the other hand, is derived from the Greek for sleeping chamber, and it refers to a scenic, non-denominational burial place located outside an urban area. I learned these facts because Jan sent a story to Salvation South, the online magazine I edit, about the place where her people are buried in South Central Arkansas. It's called Salem Cemetery, and it sits in a small, unincorporated community called East End. Jan's story really captured how much cemeteries, and graveyards too for that matter, mean to Southerners. We think about our loved ones buried in a community cemetery almost as if they're, well, not even dead. In the cemetery, their memories are very much alive and they remain part of the community. Jan described this beautifully in her story as she reflected on all the chance encounters she had had with people while visiting Salem Cemetery and the chats about family history that they had shared. Besides attending the graveside services of relatives, she wrote, I had never been much for visiting Salem. But during the time of research for this essay, I found myself anticipating the required trips. Much of my anticipation was because I had begun to look forward to these random encounters with strangers. But strangers is not the right word. No one visiting Salem Cemetery is a stranger. By virtue of stepping onto her grounds, every person is a friend, a neighbor, and somewhere in the distant past, probably kinfolk, my people. Jan also wrote about how Salem Cemetery still brings the people of the community together. East End is a community that can still rally enough volunteers to feed a horde of bereaved relatives with enough left over to fill many a Tupperware bowl, she wrote. East Enders promptly attend to damages to the headstones or the occasional flooding at Salem. East Enders take care of their people, both their living and their dead. Now, I've often worried about the danger of honoring the past too much. I can't seem to shake what William Faulkner wrote back in 1951 about Southerners and the past. The past is never dead. It's not even past. But maybe the right question to ask when standing in a cemetery is this. What good can I do with the time I have left that might make my people want to stand here and remember me one day? You can read more about Salem Cemetery and see beautiful photographs of it at SalvationSouth.com.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.